MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. It's gonna be one of those days. Yes, it is. Oh, you slime ball. Something broke already. I'll fix that. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. It's been fun this last couple of weeks, that's for sure. And, of course, we got Danielle and her significant other, Greg.
Hello.
From Newport, Rhode Island. Wow, none of my background stuff is coming up. What is up with that?
I don't know.
I'll fix that. There we go. All fixed. I love it. She's rocking the shades today.
And my lucky Red Sox dress.
Oh, it's only the Red Sox. Who cares? I mean, who said that? Look at this. My lower thirds. Everything's all messed up. That is so odd. So odd. Come on to the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Join us. It's going to be a fun show today because, well, let's face it, Dee and Greg are in a very, very rare mood.
Yes, we are. We had a great weekend. We had a lot of fun this weekend. We went and saw Despicable Me 2, which is awesome. Laughed my ass off the entire movie.
I actually have their notification thing on my phone.
Uh-oh.
Literally every time like I get an email or a tweet or Facebook or anything,
right,
it goes off and she snorts.
Really?
It's so funny.
Go for it.
Well,
go for it. Come on.
It's got to go off first.
Email me or something then. Or tweet me.
Tweet him. I'll tweet you. I'll tweet
him. Oh, by the way, Greg is on Twitter now, so I'll put his name in the chat room.
Greg, did you get a new phone?
Yes.
Finally.
You've upgraded to the Times?
Well, I was in the Times beforehand, but then the Times made me angry and I broke them. and now I've gotten all the pieces of the clock back. So. Be careful where you put your shenanigans.
Right. Tweeting you.
Only the paper towel knows.
That's awesome.
Were you able to hear it?
Yeah.
And then I have on D, call me.
What we have been doing all weekend, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Stupid shit that makes her snort.
Are we going to have to get new ringtones for you? And,
yes.
Jesus. So every time she calls me, that song plays, and a picture of her holding a fake gun to her head shows up.
Wow. All because of the Minions.
I love Minions.
All because of the Minions. See, I got Stuart in the next room. I went to Six Flags when the first one came out, and there was this big, giant Minion just sitting there. And I went, oh, we're playing this game. We are playing this game because I want that Minion. And we had like two little kids come up and they needed three more people. So I made Christy play. And I went, nah, I'm going to play, but I'm going to play too. And it was whack-a-mole. I scored better on both of mine than the other three combined. And I'm just playing whack-a-mole, bam, 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 hitting it back and forth. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
I loved it. Mm. And I got my Stuart. So Stuart's now in the bedroom.
Nice.
Yeah, Christy hates it.
Why?
Because it stares at her. It's only got one big giant eye, but it stares at her.
We have the same thing going on with Godzilla. We understand.
Yeah, that's right. What? All right.
Oh, my God.
It just stares at her with one eye.
Oh, my God.
Good old Godzilla. I still got to put the actual scream in the... My sound bite. Speaking of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get to talk about San Diego Comic-Con last week because nobody was around.
Oh.
Next
there
year.
Wasn't there a Comic-Con in Boston this weekend and today?
Sure. Sure. I'll say sure. I have no idea.
I thought I saw something on Twitter.
But I know San Diego Comic-Con is usually the big one where they announce everything for new movies and new comics and cartoons and video games and anything comic book related. And Godzilla was, according to what I've been reading online, the biggest attraction they had. Everybody.
Really?
Everybody went to the Godzilla experience.
Huh.
So... I can't wait for the new movie next year.
Yeah, when is that coming out? Like at the end of the year?
May next year is the probably going to be the busiest month for movies for me.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm getting married in May, but because you got Godzilla coming out, you got X-Men coming out, you got Captain America, and a whole bunch of other... different movies coming out. Who did you really just tweet him just to hear that?
I didn't. His phone is. People are actually tweeting him.
You retweeted. I see you retweeted him.
Oh, was that me that made it go off?
Yes.
No. Well, it was the. It'll go off again in a second because I got the email about the retweet, and then I'll get the actual retweet. So it is about to go off again.
Anyway, yeah. So it's going to be a busy month for you.
Yeah. So it's going to be. It's going to be busy. Why does my pad data say unknown? It shouldn't say unknown.
I don't know.
Let's take a look.
Let's take a look-ski.
Let's see
here. Just take a look at me now.
It shouldn't say. I've got the stream info has my name on it. The Sully Show. You know what? Hey, Mitch. Because I know that was you. Do me a favor. Hop on Skype if you can. Because I like doing stuff like this on air. I love, you know, fixing things. Because otherwise it just won't work the right way. But call me. The Sully Show. Come on Skype. Come on Skype, damn it. Because I want to make sure
on
that...
there.
I want to make sure it's fixed and I don't screw it up anymore. Because for some reason, I don't know why it doesn't say my name when...
Say my name.
Don't make me play that. I don't want to play that one.
When no one is around you, say that be alone.
Uh-oh. Do I even want to know?
I have no idea. I don't even know, so I don't know.
All right. Sounds good.
I think we clarified that.
Yeah. Wow. Why? Does it really say it doesn't have my name on there? Really? Really? Wow, yeah, it does. Holy shit, why is it doing that? That's messed up.
What happened?
Well, if you click the live button, the click here for the live audio right near the video,
mm-hmm.
A streamer comes up and it says, what show is playing and so on and so forth. And Mitch just let me know that it was saying that it says unknown, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't, because I'm on the MLR server, obviously, and the stream info should be the show name.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming up unknown. So I want to make sure that I'm fixing this, because I'd rather do it live just so I know it's working.
Yeah.
I guess you could say. But I don't know why it's...
We can make a how-to video.
Well... That's the other thing. Like we've got a lot of people that use the Butt program and Edcast.
Butt.
So you have two different types of ways of broadcasting. One's for the Mac, one's for the PC, so on and so forth. So I'm trying to figure out why it's not working for me.
Hmm.
And that's... No, I just... Frickin' damn it. I did something wrong. Son of a bitch. Live. Click live. Let me go back to live. And click that.
And what happened?
Wow, it's still coming up unknown. I really have no idea what the heck is going on.
Is this the first time it's happened or the first time you've noticed it?
Honestly, I don't know. Because the way we have everything set, it should come up.
In the butt.
Yes. In the butt.
Yes. I just updated the current song, and right now it says The Sully Show. Okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, I have the show name here for The Sully Show, right there. Let me try this here. Let me try something. And let me save the settings. And nope, that didn't work either. So I have no idea what the heck's going on. So maybe Mitch can come on and help me out real quick, because I would love to get this resolved as soon as possible. That would be wonderful. So Mitch, if you're able to, go on Skype and give me a call on The Sully Show, and I just want to fix things. I don't know. I don't know if you use Edcast. I don't know if you use Butt. I don't know.
I don't know.
Damn technology. I just want to beat it with a freaking hammer.
Do it.
But it's just weird. It's really weird. Like, I have everything set the way it's supposed to be. WTF!
What is going on?
WTF, I don't know.
Wipe that face.
But I'm frowning.
Don't frown.
I'm sad now, because I...
Turn that frown upside down.
But you guys know how I am with technology.
I know.
You know that if it's not working the right way, I need to get it.
You won't be able to sleep for days.
Right. I'll be like, oh, this is going to bug the living shit out of me. And it's going to. I don't know why.
I know.
It just automatically does. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
That's okay.
I can't help it. Let's see. So I mean, if I delete the song name.
Yep.
And I close out the live player.
Uh-huh.
Well, it still says the current song is The Sully Show. I don't know why. But let me save settings. Let me see if it gets rid of that. This is cool. I love doing tech stuff. Yeah, it's still showing unknown. What the hell?
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Okay. You shouldn't do drugs. Good drugs are bad.
Blasphemy.
Okay. Well, okay. All right, Greg. In your case, some drugs were good.
Most.
Tech problems. Sully effect in full force. Damn it all to hell. RKO Boston just came in the chat room. Hi. Hi. We're BSing right now.
We're having fun.
Normal BS banter. That'll be and tech problems. There you go. That's our first run highlight for the feed tonight. Here you go. This is what we do. Yes, it is. But we got lots to do. Lots to do. Lots to go over. While I'm waiting for Mitch, let's do this. Might help if I actually turned the audio on.
And tech problems.
There you go. That's our first run. There you go, Echo.
Wow.
Well, I did feel like there's two people talking.
Oh, that just bugged me out.
Pretty cool, huh?
That was pretty cool, but
it's just confusing.
I don't like changes.
What do you mean? What, you don't like changes?
I'm just kidding.
Liar. Liar.
Liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Simple as that. Let's do this.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Yay.
See, RKO Boston, did I miss any snorting? Yes, you have.
Yep. Too bad, so sad. You should have been here on time.
As a matter of fact, just for shits and giggles.
S&Gs.
Just for shits and giggles. Let's really make D snort.
Why must we do this?
Because we got nothing else right now.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, stupid calendar, but.
Ba 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 na na. Ba 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 na 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 na. Ba 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 na na.
There you go.
You guys move it, 'cause they do like a whole 98 degrees song and performance.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
The YMCA is funny as shit too.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So now we have something else to make her snort.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never run out.
No, really don't. I mean, you guys have new things every single time.
Yeah, I have a whole R&D department dedicated to snorting.
R&D.
RKO Boston, good filler. Thanks.
We got plenty more to come.
We got lots of stuff to do here. All right, so this is a stupid calendar. We got a lot to do for this one. It's 2 weeks worth. So we'll do it real quick. These are actual titles for the movie Naked Gun, George of the Jungle, and Basketball, respectively, as translated into Hebrew and shown in Israel. The gun died laughing.
What?
Yeah, that was for the Naked Gun. The Jungle died laughing. For George of the Jungle. And for Basketball, the ball died laughing. I guess they all died laughing. Interesting titles for translation. I mean, why couldn't they just do The Naked Gun, George of the Jungle, Basketball? It's not that difficult.
No.
It's not that retarded. Difficult. All right, this is Rocker Blackie Lawless. This is for the 23rd. Yeah, the name really? Alone. Yep, the name alone. Go ahead.
Going there.
Yeah.
I think we're going there.
We're going there. I don't think having a naked woman strapped to a rack is sexist at all. And I don't think the fact that we pretend to slit her throat is violent.
Sounds like an Eminem song.
Sounds like
a Conjure song.
Yeah! We're gonna go cornhole us a drunk.
And I'm gonna top my sister.
What the hell? All right, this is for the 24th. Menu items. The Petiti Grill restaurant in Aguas Calientes, Peru. Right.
Left.
Up.
Down.
Over.
Under.
RKO Boston. Perfect Hallmark card there. Very true. Okay, so this one is the menu items. Medallion del Alpaca, also known as the German nickel locket.
That just sounds weird.
Yeah. Alpaca a la parrilla, the German nickel wing grill. Cosa lameña. It causes lamine.
It what?
You heard me. It causes lamine. Punchy. Punchy's in the chat room. Hi, guys.
What up, Punchy?
Punchy.
Drop your socks and grab your cocks. It's Punchy.
You wish I grabbed my cock for you.
Hey, he said it.
I know. I was referring to him.
Oh, I know.
He goes, sup, dude. Actually, you know what? Punchy. Jump on Skype real quick and help me out. because I know you know, because you guys use Mac. Anyway, this is for the 25th Nevada Republican Senate candidate Sharon Engel. We needed to have the press be our friend. We wanted them to ask the questions we want to answer so that they report the news the way we want it to be reported.
This is Fox News, right?
I'm going to assume that.
That's what I'm saying.
But wouldn't it be all news agencies?
You would think.
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I never watch the news. It's
so depressing.
Bad. Oh, it's so depressing. And the weather's not even right half the time anyway, so.
That's true. Friday, the 26th, Family Fortunes host. Here's the question.
Yes.
A word used to describe a very hot day. Danielle?
Enjoyable.
Okay. Greg?
Banana.
Banana. All right. All very good answers. The contestant said a very hot day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb shit. All right, this is the 27th. Title of a scientific study.
Scientific study.
Yep. Will humans swim faster or slower in syrup?
Oh, I want to be a part of that study group.
What?
Imagine swimming through syrup.
Yeah, you're just going to get yourself in a sticky situation.
And you might die.
No.
Yeah.
How are you going to die?
Drown.
You're not going to drown. I'm sure there'd be lifeguards there.
In syrup.
Yeah. Why not? That would be fun.
Okay, explain to me how you would not drown in syrup.
You hold your breath and swim and then come up for air.
But you can't.
No, it's not.
All right. Next.
No. I want to hear her logic on this.
No. Oh, trust me. Yeah, there is no logic. I'll just start making stuff up and keep going with it. There is no logic.
She's not even going to do that. She's going to get confused.
I'll get
not
real confused.
Not be able to think of anything else. And then just start giggling and snorting until we change this topic.
Swimming in syrup. You won't drown. All right, I'm done. I'm tapping.
I win.
I don't know if you win, but it's close enough.
You're a winner and a loser.
There Yay. You go. The Sully Show. Punchy. The Sully Show. And just give us a call. Okay, this is for the 28th. Excerpt from an actual legal disposition. Oh, sorry. Deposition. Wow. Can't even read. What was the reason for your mom's first divorce, if you know? Danielle, what do you think the answer is?
Toothbrush.
Okay, Greg.
Toilet seat.
The answer from that question was my dad.
What?
Yep. The little girl, or older girl, said, my dad. Yeah. Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah, right?
Okay, I want to add him. Thanks. There you go. Give us a call, Punchy, because I need your help. I need your help, and I'm going to do it live on the air because it's driving me nuts.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Punchy.
What's up, Punchy?
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I just got back from the store, so I was buying fruits and vegetables because I'm a maniac with juicing.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's absolutely...
Yeah, what was that excuse?
Now, Punchy.
I buy vegetables too, wink.
Well, I guess we could. I don't know. Now, Punchy, I need your help on something.
All right.
And it's technical related. Which program do you use to stream the show for the Nerd Hour and Brain Stew?
It's called Butt.
Okay, you use Butt. Excellent. Yes. I need your help then. Because for some reason,
my butt.
Say, oh, what, this is what? Funny to listen
All right,
to.
Minions.
I say what? Dream with butt?
Exactly. Here's my problem. If you click the live audio link on the More Like Radio website,
all right,
the streamer comes up and it says unknown. Now, Mitch pointed it out to me. I had asked him if he could help me out. He hasn't yet. So I figure I would get the next best person who knows what to do for using this program. I needed to say The Sully Show on there.
I actually, like, Hammy would know better than I would, because when I use my computer for streaming, I actually use Edcast. Ugh. But the Apple computer used for the show is Hammy's. So he's the one who futzes around with the settings. But if he's not working, I can try to get him to call in or at least say something in WhatsApp.
Would you? Because that would be fantastic. Because it's really driving me up a freaking wall. Because I hate when stuff's not working the right way.
Well, yeah, turning on the streamer and seeing unknown is driving me up a wall.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, wait a minute. Why isn't it showing the name? Because even in the program itself, in the settings, you have your stream info, and you just put the name in, and it's not showing up. But if I change the current song, it'll say The Sully Show, because that's what I just put up there for the current song. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Why? Because it was working fine not too long ago.
Yeah, there's got to either be something wrong with maybe the server change from GoDaddy, could be something else. Or maybe there's just something else that needs to be done with but.
But. We should wipe it.
You need to clean your butt.
We need to wipe the butt. It's
showing unknown on the data. Delete butt. Hammy logic.
And take down the system.
Take down the system. Delete. Remove the website. It says unknown.
It's a bad butt.
I love Hammy. He overreacts so much sometimes.
I know.
You mean all the time, right?
Yeah, good point. Actually, you know what? Ever since he got married, he hasn't really been overreacting that much.
That's true. I think the stress of the wedding and the stress of work and school have made him into Hammy mode.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of relaxing now, which is excellent. You know, it really is. He's not as Eeyore-ish as he used to be.
Eeyore-ish?
Well,
now, guys, are you guys trying to say I'm changing my bit?
Yes, we are.
Just a little bit.
I don't know, because he still argues with people on Facebook, so there's that.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, it's Facebook. It should never count.
If it's on the internet, it's not real.
Yeah, wait. Unless it's Twitter.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's on Twitter, it's true.
Unless you're stealing material from beloved dead comics and posting it on YouTube.
Oh, you mean like George Carlin?
I mean, like this guy, videos. Kane Carter, stealing Patrice O'Neill material.
Oh, that guy. No. Yeah. Oof. Let's wait. He'll be on the black market for that in forever. He's done.
Why's it got to be the black market?
Well, because I said so.
Because we're racist.
I'm not.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love everybody equally, and I treat them like dirt equally, too.
I just realized, this is my first time calling into the show.
Yeah,
it is.
It is. We don't get many show hosts calling in.
Well, you get Joe Conte, which is actually a pretty cool get.
That's true. He did call in not too long ago. And since it's only Danielle and Greg and I have a free computer. And, you know, JT's on hiatus for a little bit. So, you know, we'll be able to have people call in, which is cool. But it's still expensive to get a freaking phone number.
Oh, yeah. It is. Hammy, I think he said I forget what he pays, but
like
I know it's a lot.
A year.
It's like a lot more than you should for Skype.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, like $60 a year?
Yeah, it's about $60 a year, and you know, you get your number for the year, and then you just up it the next year.
Not bad. Except for the fact that I'm the kind who will forget when the next payment's supposed to be.
And it'll get disconnected on you.
Yeah, and then it just gets disconnected like every other phone I have.
What just happened?
What do you mean?
Act black punchy.
Well, what the?
No, I didn't hear you guys for like a solid 30 seconds. I'm like, hello?
Really?
Like 5 seconds.
Hello?
Yeah.
Really?
That would be Skype being an asshole.
Yeah, especially since I'm running...
Fuck you, Skype.
Yeah, I'm running the same screen name off of two different Skype programs on two different computers.
Skype is like the house cat of the internet.
That's the asshole.
I mean...
It's nice to have, but it's such a douche.
It kind of is. It kind of is, because it's working 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next minute, it goes, uh-uh, fuck you.
And then even if it doesn't go, uh-uh, fuck you, then all of a sudden, someone starts sounding like T-Pain.
Yeah.
what is it? You'll be in the middle of a conversation, and all of a sudden, for a quick 2 seconds, you don't hear a thing, and the person's still talking.
Yeah.
And you're like, what'd you say?
Yep.
Yeah, like, say you what? Won't hear something, and you'll and usually it happens during important information in what someone's saying.
Yeah.
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 What pisses me off is, you know, sometimes I'm running late for the show or whatever, and I get here like 2 minutes before we're supposed to start, and the stupid update comes up.
Yeah, the updates are freaking...
That's why I hit not now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes it makes you do it.
Oh, I almost forgot. We have to say happy birthday to Kitty.
Happy birthday, Kitty.
Happy birthday, Kitty.
Happy birthday, Kitty.
We'll sing for you never.
Meow.
Meow? Really? Meow?
Kitty, the only cat...
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Kitty, the only cat who's not a crazy douchebag.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
I was going to say, have you... Do you know her?
We're all on this station. We're all considered douchebags.
Yeah.
And we're definitely all crazy.
Okay. Not crazy douchebag in the bad way.
No, not in the bad way.
How is there a different way?
It's a good kind of douchebag.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It depends on the charm level of being a crazy douchebag. If you're a charming crazy douchebag, that's fine. But if you're just a crazy douchebag, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah, that's like being a kind of cool Jersey Shore. Not going to happen.
All right.
No. You see, because there is no good out of Jersey Shore.
There's no good out of douchebags.
All right, but there is a lot of good out of crazy, though. So
There is a lot of good out of crazy.
True. I'll give you that one. I don't agree with the douchebag.
I have no idea whatsoever.
And it's going to go back and forth.
I have spoken!
Are you sure about that? Because I don't know.
I have spoken?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Whatever. So we need to get Hammy.
Yeah, you got to get Hammy. Jostle him up. I don't. He might be working right now. Oh, guys, I'm delivering food to another Jewish house who tips 4 cents on a $500 order.
Wow. Poor Hammy. You know, he does so much, and yet we all bash on him.
But it's not legit bashing. It's more like ball busting. It's really one of those communities that...
It's because we like him.
Yeah, if you're not getting your balls busted to some degree, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I would have to agree with you on that one. Wait a minute.
Unless you used to be on Saturdays, then that was just all bad.
Wait a minute. Nobody really busts my balls.
Uh-oh.
Should I be worried?
Challenge accepted.
No, Sully, you shouldn't be worried.
I was about to say, because, you know, I think I get along well with everybody.
All right, I'm going to rephrase what I just said. If you're not getting your balls busted somewhat, or you're not considered part of the inner circle, then there's a problem.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a part of the inner circle. I like that.
If you're on WhatsApp, you're good. Don't worry. Yes.
And if you're not, but you were, and you just deleted the app because it drains the phone battery, don't worry. You're still fine.
Excellent. Yes. It does drain the phone battery.
I'll be back on WhatsApp, by the way.
Ever since I installed it, my battery... You know, I
actually get to talk to you guys.
As a matter of fact, now, I haven't even touched my phone. Now, I have the Galaxy S3, and ever since I put the WhatsApp on it when I got the phone itself, my battery drains so much, and I have so many things that are not on.
That's because everybody in that WhatsApp are just chatty fucks.
Well...
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't look at the WhatsApp for 2 hours, there's literally 50 messages.
Yeah.
It's always a fun read, though. Never a boring read at all.
No, but... and there's always fun pictures, crazy pictures.
You mean like last night when I was bitching about someone trying to tell me how to do my job?
Oh boy. Well, that's better than having to see screenshots of Coletta taking his balls out feet away from me.
Oh, my God, I know. He always sends dick pictures.
And yet everybody loves it.
It's a rite of passage. Like,
yeah.
Like, Coletta doesn't trust you until you've seen his cock and balls.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has seen them.
Everybody in MLR has officially seen him.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when I first came on the station, didn't he have a folder in Dropbox of all his pictures?
I don't know if he made the... Someone else might have made the folder. Well, because he decided
pictures.
To use it as billboard space for Lust and Love 1 week.
Mm-hmm. All right. I can see that.
Which is on Monday night, Monday 10 to midnight.
And I hate the fact that he was able to get the full name on there.
Really?
You've never seen that picture?
No.
Being chat during Lust and Love, I'm sure it makes at least one appearance per week.
Huh. Yeah, it does, if not two.
I'm going to have to check that out.
The only thing more frequently posted in anything that involving Coletta or might involve Coletta is Joe Coletta's stand-up comedy video. Usually by Dennis.
Well, of course, it's Dennis, you know. Yeah. Dennis likes to do the sneak attack.
It's fantastic when he does it, too.
He's quiet, and he'll be quiet. And then all of a sudden, bam!
It's like, I'm just going to sit here, count the plutonium rods, and joke, let us end the video.
Yes, and it'd be wonderful. Wonderful. That's what we do. Yes. Yes.
I'm looking for Ivana. She ran away.
Okay, for instance, I just pulled up my WhatsApp, and I haven't checked it since June 18th, and I have 2,276 missed messages.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow.
And that was from June 18th.
Damn. You missed a lot.
Oh, man, you did. Oh,
you missed a lot.
Apparently.
Quite a bit.
Drama. Not a lot of romance, mostly drama.
I'll catch up a lot this week with it.
And it wasn't even drama with us.
No.
There's drama with everybody else.
But that's all right, though, because the cause of that is gone now, so we're good.
That's true. That is true. Did we ever find out what happened with you and what was going on from last night?
Huh?
Your imposter?
Oh, yes, I'd like to bring this up. Apparently, during Cousin Joe, someone was fucking with Dave Satsik on there. And, like, debating him about religion, which I never do anyway. I don't do that. I think it's a pointless debate to get into.
You never debate religion or politics.
Yep.
It's one of those situations where you compare it to the Special Olympics because either way you just look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person changed their name in there to Heel Punchy.
Uh-oh.
Joe asked me about it, like, on air busting my balls and off air, like, really, was it you? Which it wasn't.
Right.
Like, I was prepping for Royce and Falcone during that whole thing. I thought I did sign on and say, hey, Dave, what's up, buddy? And then just went to prepping.
Right.
So for my first guest was Little Matt, because for those who don't know, there was one time during the show that's not here anymore that Matt was talking shit impersonating me.
Mm-hmm.
But first they thought, and then I found out it was Matt. And I actually told him, don't ever use my name again. And
yeah,
I was threatening enough, and he listened. Like, he, you know, so I first guess. The only reason was because I know he'll impersonate people from time to time.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know. Like, even he denied it, and he would tell me, you know, he would apologize. He has every other time other than that.
Right.
They actually think that it's someone who knows Dave and just is a douche to Dave when any chance he can get.
That's weird.
Yeah, but the guy must have just...
That's creepy, though, too. You know, it's like, how much time do you have in your day to do this?
Exactly. The guess is that he saw my Twitter name, like Dave, you know, Dave mentioning me.
Right.
Yeah.
Connected me as being part of the station, and then just fucking...
Went off.
Yeah. No shit. That,
yeah. Went off.
Went off and then used my name. So I want to know who this person is, too, because this person's going to take a Kane Carter level beating on Friday.
Oh, see, now I really wish I could listen live to that at that point.
The day after, Dave Satsik gives him an epic level beating Thursday.
Right.
Because, like, I'm pissed the guy used my name to fuck with Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I would be, too. I mean, you know, for one, everybody who knows you on the station, when you're in the chat room, you're punchy.
Yeah,
you know?
Always punchy. It's never heel punchy. That's only Twitter. I don't use heel punchy at all. And it pissed me off because me and Dave both do comedy, and I'm actually pretty good friends with him.
Right.
And we work together a lot. So that pissed me off that someone used my name for that. And it pissed Dave off because that person was dragging my name into it.
Right.
So he's taking a beating.
I think he should.
He definitely should. Like I'm gonna tell Joe I want to know whatever I can about this dude because he's taking quite the beating on Friday.
Good.
And Thursday also because Dave knows him more.
Oh, really? What is going? All of a sudden, my programs are not working.
What programs?
Apple.
No.
The butt.
Not even the Apple. It's My music program that I use for the show, all of a sudden some of the files aren't even loading up. I'm getting errors that nope, sorry, it's not here.
Really?
Yes, it is. No, it's not even the butt, it's my mega seg.
You would think by now that like computers would be ironed out and not pulling shenanigans like that.
It pisses me
shenanigans
off.
Shenanigans drink.
Oh, drink. Okay.
Hey, Farbro, what's that place with the mozzarella sticks and all the shit on the wall?
Shenanigans.
He beat me to it, son of a bitch.
Put that thing away.
You bastard.
That movie is great.
Hey, Denim Dan, where'd you get the Canadian tuxedo?
Oh, now I know why.
Don't give me say chicken fucker. License of registration, chicken fucker.
Fucker. Right, meow.
And here we go.
Well, you think I am a cat going all nimbly nimbly from tree to tree? Listen here, meow. Now.
We need to give shit away when people do that. We really do. We need to start
like a college
giving
education.
Well, besides that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hey, wait a minute. I got mine.
I'm in the process of applying to get mine.
Really? Where are you going?
I applied to the New York Film Academy.
Very good school to get into.
Yeah, it's expensive, so I gotta really do well at my job to get the funds to do this school. But
yeah,
if I do get in, first year would be in the city, second year would be in Los Angeles.
Very nice. Cool. I'm actually applying for an internship, and I guess I could say this now because the application is due at the end of September, but it's for the American Cinema Editors.
Oh.
Yes, the ACEs. And those are the guys that if for those listening, you ever watch a movie and in the credits it says edited by so-and-so ACE, that's the company that you want to be a part of. That's the union that you're going to go, yes, I've got work. And they only choose 10 people.
Job security.
Not even job security. It's just doing the 6-week internship that's the foot in the door.
Yeah.
You know? And for someone like me who knows his shit, what do I got to lose at my age? Turning 33, and I'm applying for this. I'll go to California. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Wait, you're how old, Sully?
I'm going to be 33 in September.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm an old guy.
Basically, by the time I graduate from this place, I will be 33.
Shut up.
So I'll basically be Sully in 3 years.
I don't like you now.
You do have an end call button.
I do, but I like Punchy.
I know.
I like everybody who calls. That's the other thing. Like, I love having other show hosts call in and be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be that middle ground for everybody.
I like calling in other shows because it's fun to do and I need attention.
Oh, I thought you would say that. I thought you would say that. And we all give you the attention that you need. You know? Really, in the chat room, you guys are going meow? Seriously?
What's the problem, meow?
Oh, I can't stop.
First the minions, now the meow. Do I need to punish you with Stewie?
No, please don't.
How long until Dee is snorting, meow?
Well, she's already been snorting.
Yes!
What the?
I've been snorting all weekend.
No.
By the way, every time the Stewie thing causes the epic snorts, I just pull a Daniel Bryan.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
What the hell is going on? I can't put any of the promos in.
Sully's having technical difficulties.
All the commercials and everything that we air.
Welcome to the Sully Effect.
Hey, not even now. Like, what the hell? What the hell's going on?
Damn, Sully, you're having some hammy luck.
Yeah, right?
She's about as innocent as my ass is not hairy.
I know, JT. It's just really pissing me off.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully Effect.
About time you came back, you butthead. What is... I'm trying to program the goddamn commercials, and I can't freaking program the goddamn commercials because it's not going in.
And then you can't have pudding.
And then there's something wrong with my butt.
Really?
I say what? You're using butt?
All my commercials. Every single commercial that I have is not loading up.
In the butt.
We have to end every sentence with in the butt.
This, in the butt. This sucks.
You either got to upload or download butt.
Well, I use butt.
Hey, me too.
Well, what a coincidence. We have something in common. Fabulous.
Butt.
But what?
What? You're using butt?
In the butt. That's right.
Best ever.
That reminds you of South Park. Hey, it's that what in the asshole kid?
That's a great episode. Those started up again yet? Or is that October that they're doing?
September.
It? September? All right. Good. Yeah. I got a while. All the commercials that I have, right from our, you know, our folders and everything, they're not playing.
Maybe we can do live reads on shows. What are the shows you're going to do commercials for?
Hippo Juice.
All right. Hippo Juice. Listen to six fast-paced, funny-witted people every Wednesday from 7 to 9 on Hippo Juice. Plus, Royce talks a lot and Dutch screams.
Okay, so there goes that one.
There you go. The T-Fury.
Hey, guys. Want a nerdy shirt? Go to tinyurl.mlrt to get the shirt. And remember, you have about 48 hours to buy the shirt or it's gone forever.
All right. That was a good one. All right.
I can do a Lust and Love.
Okay, go ahead, Dee. Go do Lust and Love.
Lust and Love, Monday nights, 10 to midnight, where we just talk about sex.
That's right, guys. Listen to ladies talking about dicks and vaginas.
And boobies.
If you need more than that, chances are there's a conversation with your family that needs to happen.
Word. Let's see. Yeah, like, oh, son of a bitch. Adam and Eve, go for it.
Hey, guys. You want to get a certain video? Or ladies, you have a certain toy you want? Maybe someone that you're with isn't doing it for you now?
Do you want a 12-inch double-sided dildo?
Do you want something that can go in you that kind of looks like a veiny lightsaber?
Well, and it glows in the dark?
It glows in the dark. There's one for red if you're a Sith, or if you're on the light side, green or blue. Well, go to adamandeve.com and type in deal48. Plus, you get a free gift that they say is too hot, but is really just a poster.
That is so true.
It's a freaking poster?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Either that or like some cheesy 4-minute porn.
Hey, listen.
Some people, 4 minutes is more than enough.
I was about to say, you
what
know.
What are you trying to say?
Whoa, you're the one who got all in there, Greg.
Wait, did you say 4 minutes or 4 inches?
Minutes.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Right. And he's gone again.
And four inches,
or as they call it, a quarter coletta.
Oh, there you go. All right.
What's the next ad?
CZW.
Hey, guys, you want to watch some great hardcore wrestling that they wouldn't show on TV with no pimp shucking and jiving? Well, check out CZW, and we're going to list some guys, and then we can play a drinking game. How many of the people listed are going to be debuting on NXT soon? Sami Callihan. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom,
awesome.
Baby.
And you'll hear this ad for as long as the owner decides to keep paying.
Oh, there you go.
But let's face it, he's a flake.
I don't know. I don't deal with that stuff. I don't like dealing with that stuff. I don't even want to deal with stuff for my movie, but I have to.
I can imagine.
That's why I have an executive producer.
Or I've got another one for ZZW. Hey, want to watch a wrestling show that doesn't feature an old balding guy trying to be the center of attention? Or two fat dudes trying to dance with two, let's face it, hot for being black chicks? Well, go to CZW. They have none of that.
And we're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, you're not. Trust me. If this gets you guys in trouble, there's pretty much every show should have been in trouble by now.
That's true. I will give you that one. That one is true.
What's next on the ad docket?
Let's see. What haven't we done? Amazon.
Amazon. Hey, guys. Want to go to pretend to order an Amazon and then maybe 7 years ago tell them that it didn't come in so you get your refund? Well, go to the Amazon banner below the chat and you'll be directed right to Amazon so you can order anything your heart desires that you don't really plan on paying for.
There you go. That works.
Shazam.
I like that one. That works. Yeah, I like that one. Excellent.
That was very creative.
Yeah. Punchy, you're on a roll.
Thank you.
All right, you know what? Promote your show.
All right. Hey, you guys ever wonder what a three-person show with two fat guys and one guy who's only fat from the waist down would sound like? Listen to Brain Stew Radio, Fridays from 8 to Nerd Hour, only on More Like Radio.
8 to Nerd Hour. Yeah, how come you guys don't have a commercial? I mean, I know I got to do a new one for our show.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one thing you got to know about the dynamic of me, Hammy, and Coletta.
You're lazy.
Lazy going to Nyack, getting drunk, and finger banging whatever bar skank will go to him. Hammy has to do also like the uploading of the shows and other MLR related work.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, I got something stuck in my throat.
That's quite all right.
When it comes to production, I am a liability.
You're a liability?
I'm more the say shit on microphone guy.
Uh-huh.
Actually professionally taught how to make production pieces. I've tried and I'm not quite there yet. So making an advertisement for Brain Stew probably shouldn't be in my hands.
I'll help you out. I can teach you.
We need a new show. We need a show advertisement.
Yeah. I mean, I know I have to do one for the Sully Show because
we haven't done one in a few months.
Yeah, we haven't done one since we started.
Yeah.
We went on a roll and
we did one day of like 7 hours of just laughing our asses off making commercials, and then that was it.
Yeah.
You should do one that's like to the tune of the O'Reilly Factor jingle, but call it the Sully Effect.
Well, it is the Sully Effect. I mean, come on.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully Effect,
I've had
that
for years.
And we've never really recovered.
I've had that for years.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Oh, that's a monster.
And that's only been recently.
Why would anyone want to recover from the Sully effect?
No, you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you really wouldn't. Well,
something good. If you want to recover from something, recover from alcoholism, Joe Coletta and or Dutch.
Ooh, too soon?
Ooh,
that they're, was... they're buddies of mine. I like to fuck around with them, but...
Yeah. Too soon? Too soon?
Oh, never too soon.
I'll tell you one thing right now, Punchy. You get me in trouble with them, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, they've heard worse on their own shows.
Well, they've said worse to themselves. Yeah. I mean,
they've
come on,
said
come on.
Worse to themselves. They've, trust me, on Dutch and Royce, Royce is much worse than anything anyone else can say as far as Dutch's alleged alcoholism.
Oh, man. My program is looking for all of my missing folders.
I'm sorry.
All of them?
Yeah.
As in plural?
Yes.
Ouch.
That's not cool. That's the only reason why I haven't gone the break yet. Well,
maybe Snuffy the folder was being lowered into the... Shark jumped up and grabbed it.
But I don't know why it's doing that. I really don't. Like, the Adam and Eve promo...
That's I'm so really weird. Wishing Hammy was on this conversation now, because that would lead to busting his balls about his Apple fanboyism.
Yeah. I love my Mac. I really do. And I don't know if it was just that I accidentally removed a hard drive or whatnot, but everything's hooked up to the computer. So I know.
Let's put it this way. If you could compare Steve Jobs to Adolf Hitler, Hammy would be Joseph Goebbels.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know,
nothing is wrong with the Mac. Or no. Or we can say Steve Jobs was Saddam Hussein and Hammy is like the Iraqi Minister of Information.
Oh, my God.
No viruses are breaching the Apple security system.
No worries.
It is massive victory. We are crushing the virus as all the files deleting behind him.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is... I never removed anything.
Well, you see, though, like, Apple, they're it. So hipstery that they remove files before removing files is cool.
All right. I got you on that one. I got you on that one.
They try to be ahead
Hoo-ah!
Of
the curve. Yeah, my biggest thing, okay, I will bash PCs left and right, but I'll also bash Macs left and right. Yeah, they each have their good and their bad, you know? I've used them both. When it comes to video editing, I prefer to do it on my Mac. It's a little more stable.
You know, that's what I've been suggested from everybody who knows film is that when I do get into it after school to get a MacBook Pro.
I got one. Sitting on the floor
right now.
Or a Pro
Mac or something like that.
Yeah, the Mac Pro, only because the render time is amazing. But even on my iMac here, I've got not all the bells and whistles because I do have some more RAM that I can actually put in. I can go up to 32 gigs of RAM in this.
Stop.
And what are you two doing?
He won't stop picking on me.
He's
oh my
snorting.
God.
He just wanted you to snort, that's all. That's
Jeez.
All. He just wanted you to snort.
Mac Pros are expensive. You know what else is expensive that's been suggested for me to get when I graduate and start trying to make movies? Are the Red cameras.
Those are extremely expensive.
Oh, I saw.
And they're great and all, but if you're not going to do 3D, don't bother.
Don't bother. All right.
Don't bother. Yeah, because let's face it, even in film, 3D, as cool as it is, 90% of the movies are converted into 3D. They're not real 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So why bother?
The one thing that drove me like a moth to a headlight was, hey, Pacific Red was filmed on red, or Pacific Rim was filmed on red cameras.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, Pacific Rim. Love that movie.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, like I'm still looking at different cameras. I mean, I saw some that are much cheaper on Amazon, like just regular digital cameras that you could hook up an XLR to.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's... for one, don't even bother buying. You're probably better off just renting.
Yeah, I mean, one of the final projects for the school is going to be a feature-length movie anyway.
Nice.
So
excellent.
And I like looking up the stuff you need to get, you need to buy. Like, 3/4 of what you spend is the camera and the steady mount.
Yeah, give or take.
Like, I didn't realize the steady mount was that expensive, but yeah, no. Like, this is going to be very expensive. So, like, it's going to be ridiculous. And the school itself is going to be probably $60,000 because of housing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the only reason why I didn't go. Because it's just, it was too expensive. Yeah.
Yeah,
I have my bachelor's. I know what I'm doing. Let's kick ass. Like that. All right. We got to go to break.
All right.
Because I need to figure out what the hell's going on. And I've got some commercials loaded up, so who knows? Good luck, people.
All right,
thanks for calling in, Punchy.
Thank you guys for letting me on.
Hey.
Thanks, Punchy.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
See you guys. And like I said, Brain Stew, Fridays, 8 p.m. to Nerd Hour. The Nerd Hour right after Brain Stew until 1 a.m. And I will be doing Tierney's Tavern on September 8th. So I know the listeners won't go, but still going to advertise it anyway. Peace.
Shameless plugs. We love it. Kick ass. There he goes. All right. I don't even know what kind of show it is today, so...
It's a crazy show.
Yeah, we're just going to wing it as we go along since nothing was working for me. Anyway, you're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back right after this, so stick around.
Cheers, motherfuckers!
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address? Again,
it's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show
right here on morelikeradio.com Sundays noon to 2.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelightradio.com.
Tuesday nights on More Like Radio, it's the show about beer that apparently everybody is talking about.
He has his own show.
No, he doesn't.
He has a podcast.
What, prove it?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Because it's a show on our network.
Alcohol by Volume. No.
That's a show?
Atticus?
Atticus, why does that sound
Because he's the guy that syncs up our audio when we screw it up.
Kevin, great at video, horrible at everything else in his life.
Well, yeah, because Atticus was a fan, and then he became a staff person, and then he became a show host. Very integrated with us. I mean, he has a More Like Radio t-shirt.
He sounds great. We should get him to host a show.
He does
on
have
the station.
He does have a show. It's called Alcohol by Volume.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hi, I'm Kitty from Lust and Love, where we like to talk about everyday topics.
Everyone was getting shit-faced and they were stroking my dickhead. My fucking vagina is swollen, okay?
I think my favorite place is the anus. Of course I'd pop that pussy.
She said she had her ass cheeks spread out. And she was, putting the wax on it. And as soon as she went to go pull the wax off, she went...
Listen to us live Mondays from 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com. Punto com.
Live. Check us out. Interact with us. Punchy was great, wasn't he?
Oh, he was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Dee's got her glasses on and she's grooving again. Mainly because it's country. It's good tush push.
It is.
But you know what? The song sums up a lot of us here on the station.
It really does.
Oh, go figure. Go ahead, D, sing it.
On a slow day, I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time.
It's cooler online. So much cooler online. Yeah. We still got lots to do today.
Snack. Yeah, we do. We have lots to talk about.
Yeah.
I just turned on NASCAR.
Oh, yay. We're making a left turn.
Hey, I love my NASCAR. And then Red Sox are on at 1:35, and I have my lucky Red Sox dress on.
Ooh, Red Sox dress. Yay.
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 Excited.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Yay. So come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. You can also interact with us on Twitter at TexasNotCool. That's Greg. Doobie Scoops is Danielle. And, of course, at The Sully Show. We didn't even finish the stupid calendar, so I'm not even going to give a shit. It's all right. We got one week done. I'll just skip to the next for...
Greg had to go to the package store.
Oh.
I opened up the fridge, and I flipped out. I was like, I have no beer for the race, no beer for the game. Go now.
The nerve.
The nerve. How dare him not have a beer for me in that fridge for checkered flag.
I know. It's quite odd. It's quite odd.
So he'll be right back.
Well, that's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. And while he's doing that, we got some news articles to go over before we get into the dumbass of the week this week.
We do.
As a matter of fact, the biggest talk... The biggest
talk
lately has been Anthony Weiner.
What's his last name?
You heard me. Weiner.
Weiner.
Oh, yes.
I have Bieber fever.
No, but getting there. Anthony Weiner has been in the news left and right. If you don't know who he is, shame on you. But he's in trouble again.
Uh-oh.
Only this time... It's not the Anthony Weiner that you're thinking.
Hmm. Is there another Anthony Weiner?
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact,
who is this one?
This is Anthony Weiner from Boston.
What?
Yes, there's an Anthony Weiner from Boston. Check this out. A different man named Anthony Weiner is in trouble with the law after a series of text conversations and also has a history of issues associated with his marriage, according to the Salem News. But don't worry, he is not running for office. As a matter of fact, this Anthony Weiner is 25-year-old Massachusetts man who shares the same name as the New York City mayoral candidate, Anthony Weiner. He was arrested on charges of attempted murder, kidnapping, assault and battery, with the intent to intimidate and cause bodily injury, among other things.
What a bad boy.
I know.
Bad, bad boy.
Shame on him.
Yeah.
According to the Salem News, Weiner allegedly used his wife's phone to send text messages to a 21-year-old Winthrop man to lure him to a house on Malden Street in Revere, where he then tied him to a chair, hit him in the head with a baseball bat, threatened him with a screw gun and a BB gun, then gave him money and put him in a cab after the man vomited from his injuries.
What?
The unidentified man was hospitalized after the July 28th assault, prosecutors said. The alleged incident occurred at the house of Weiner's mother, Darlene Deiro, or whatever the fuck it is. D-E-I-O-R-I-O.
Deore.
Sure, but there's no A in there. Who was arrested and placed on a year of supervised probation after Weiner's wedding reception at Danversport Yacht Club of April of last year, where she went for the bride's mother as Weiner fought on the floor with his new brother-in-law. Weiner is also reportedly charged with assaulting his wife, and prosecutors say he will appear in Chelsea District Court on Monday for a hearing in this case. How messed up is that?
That's crazy. Like, what are the coincidences?
Coincidence? You know what? I'd rather get in trouble for sexting than attempted murder, kidnapping, assault and battery with the intent to intimidate and cause bodily injury, among other things. I mean, he tied him to a chair, he hit him over the head with a baseball bat, and then threatened him with a screw gun and BB gun.
Yeah, sexting is definitely a lot more fun than that.
I would rather get in trouble for sexting than that shit. Without a doubt.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just putting it out there.
So am I. Oh, that's funny.
What has gotten into people?
I don't know. That's ridiculous, though.
I mean, really, what has gotten into people? I know people are getting dumber.
Yeah.
So I understand that. Aw, look, he came back.
He came back and gave me a drink.
Aw, he's such a good boy.
Yeah.
Such a good boy. I got spoiled this weekend. Well, you know, I can understand that.
Yeah, we just needed to get out after everything that happened with him being in, you know, the hospital and whatnot. It's like, oh, get me out of here now before my head explodes.
RKO Boston says, say it slow, Sully. I did. I couldn't. I don't get it. And then he goes, hashtag sexting is life.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love the listeners. It's fantastic.
I know. I love how they participate.
Well, you know. I mean, seriously, what has gotten into people?
I don't know. That's just ridiculous.
It amazes me. It really does. That people go to such lengths.
Yeah.
To harm another person. And don't get me wrong.
Crazy.
Don't get me wrong. Some people deserve it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's people out there that deserve harsh punishments and suffering and, you know, whatever, but...
But that's the thing. Like, really? Are you that freaking stupid? Which, don't get me wrong.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hi.
She's got a pussy on her lap.
I do. She's so cute.
Wait a minute. There's no dog barking.
No, don't. Yeah, she's on the couch. I mean, on snorts.
On snorts?
Yeah, we have a huge stuffed elephant, and the elephant's name is Snorts.
Huh.
Yes, and uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yes, and uh-huh. That was the day we made the commercials.
Yep, that was the day, and we also had this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sharpie. Yeah.
I have a Sharpie. Oh, yeah. I have a box of Sharpies.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course...
I have a box of super-sized purple Sharpies. Oh, and they're penis-shaped. Mm.
That'll make any guy go, hey, all right.
That day was so much fun. Oh, my God, we were dying. That probably took us 4 hours to do.
At least.
Oh, it was so funny.
Gotta love it.
You gotta love Marianne and her obsession with Sharpies and then me wanting to do a commercial like that.
I love stuff like that. Yeah. Well, we're gonna keep going with news here because I got a lot of stupid shit.
RKO Boston goes, we run this shit today. Hashtag listeners. Except
damn
those
right.
Quiet fucks.
Damn right. Not gonna lie.
Way to be connected.
We dive chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Am I spit meat?
Say what? No, I really didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I said I don't spit game, I spit meat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What?
It's not my fault.
But it could be.
Yes, it is.
But it could be. All right. So, speaking of alcohol, since Dee is all ready for the races.
Yeah, I'm ready for the race, ready for the Red Sox game.
You got your jar there, your mason jar.
My mason jar with my rum and coke, with my straw, my lucky Red Sox dress. I got Bama with me. I'm ready to go.
Notice how... Greg just got shafted from that.
What do you mean?
Well, you said you had your mason jar with your rum and coke, your Red Sox dress on, you got Bama, you're ready to go.
Yeah,
You completely ignored Greg.
I did not ignore Greg. He's right next to me.
I know, but you didn't say that he was right there. You know, your best guy by your side. You ignored him.
He's going to be watching this shit in the bedroom.
Yeah, he won't let me watch it on the big boy TV. I have to go into the bedroom, so he won't be with me.
That's because he's going to be playing video games.
Yes.
No, probably not.
Oh, yeah. He probably won't be.
Really?
Yeah. But he's been good, though. I have to say, we actually have sat down. He's gone through about 7 innings of baseball, and that's such an improvement. So today I cannot make him switch from NASCAR to baseball.
I was about to say, you're not a real big baseball fan, right, Greg?
No, I enjoy it. I mean, I like the Red Sox, but I can't watch every game every single night.
Yeah, no.
Way too much.
See, me, oh, I love it. I'll sit there and watch every game. I stayed up when they played the 15 innings.
Right.
Like, I can watch every game beginning to end and be completely content.
You know, but a game like that with the extra innings, I can understand, you know, watching it until the end. I can, because you're like, all right, we're already in extra innings. I got to know who's going to win.
Yeah, but it's those games that you stop watching that last the 15 innings. Like, people will be like, oh, like, that night we were down 1-7, and everybody shut off the game at, you know, the 7th inning. Like, if you didn't stay up and watch the end of the, you know, the beginning of the 9th inning, you didn't see that happen. And
right.
That's why I watch every game from beginning to the end.
Yeah, for me, now, I can watch a game on TV, but I can't, I'm like Greg, I can't watch it every single day. There's just no way. You know, but when I go to a game, I am there until the end.
Of course.
I do not leave early. I do not leave I leave when the game's over.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankee game we went to on Sunday was one of those games. Well, first of all, I've never seen anybody re-sign with a team and then retire with a team. So that was really cool. You know, because it was Hideki Matsui Day. And let me tell you, the Asians were out. I am not kidding. The Asians,
really?
The Asians were out. I swear the most of the fans were all Asians. Because it was Hideki Matsui Day. So he re-signed with the Yankees earlier in the morning, and he went out and he retired as a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never seen that. And that was really cool. That was a really cool experience. And then, of course, you know, I know you don't like him, because most Red Sox fans don't. But when Derek Jeter came back, his walk-off home run, that woke up Yankee Stadium. And from that moment on, you were on the edge of your seat the entire game.
Yeah.
Because it was a great baseball game. It was done with pitching and hitting, and you're like, wow.
See, like, I've been to a few baseball games, and what I do is, like, I love the the parking lot parties. And then you go to the game, but I like staying after and then walking all the way down to, like, the front row because, you know, sometimes players come out on the field after and, you know, they talk to you or whatever. But, you know, I like to stay even longer. And then by the time you get back to your car, half the parking lot's gone. So you don't have to, you know, you're not sitting in your car.
You drive? Shame on you.
No, I don't drive. I can't. I won't drive.
I was about to say, I will never, ever. The only baseball game I will drive to is a Met game.
Oh, I've gone, I didn't take the bus or the train when I've gone to Fenway. Like, I've gone in a car.
Right, but most of the time you take the train. Yeah.
Oh.
For me, I take the train from New Haven and I go right to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Because it's pointless for me to drive. I'd rather spend the
Cheers,
money.
Cheers, green flag.
Cheers, green
Sorry.
Flag.
Cheers, green flag.
Making a left turn. I don't freaking know. I don't watch NASCAR.
Oh, shit. There's a crash just happened, too.
On a green flag?
They didn't even finish one lap, and there's already a crash. This is why I love Pocono. It's my favorite track.
I love Poconos, too.
my friend and loyal listener, Diane, is there right now. She's actually on the field.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so jealous. I haven't been to one race yet. I have to get to one.
Making a left turn. They're making a left turn. Guess what they're going to do again? The same fucking thing.
No, not all tracks are left turns.
I know. There's
people don't understand.
There's a
lot
few
of them
that are
right turns, too.
There's a few that are right.
There are.
Someone just asked me how long the show was. It's a two-hour show. You can download it later on morelikeradio.com/downloads.
And you can listen to it on your phone if you download the RevoSig app.
Mm-mm-mm. No.
Oh, am I not supposed to say that?
Correct.
Oh. Well, no one filled me in on that one. Way to drop the ball.
That's not dropping the ball.
How am I supposed to know if nobody tells me?
I'm the one who's supposed to know.
Well, if you don't tell me, I say stupid shit like that on the air.
Shame on you. Nah, it's all right. But the cool thing is, aside from downloading it later, you can also listen to us live on TuneIn. Download the free TuneIn app, put in the search for More Like Radio, and you're good to go. Let's get into this.
You people are idiots.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
Yes, that is the one that got through. It is now time for the dumbass of the week. And here's the cool thing. If you have an article or a video or anything that you think that person is a, quote, dumbass, you can send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And we might just use it for your show. Just tell us who you are and we'll use it. I did have a dumbass that was sent to me, but it was sent to me in the WhatsApp. I think it was from Rich from Arizona, but I'm not sure.
Huh.
Or Hammy or one of them, but I lost it. It's somewhere in the midst of that conversation. Hence why you got to email it to me, because otherwise I don't see it. At least with the email, it goes right to my computer and I know it's there. But this one, it has gotten very interesting.
Okay.
Because this one comes from Georgia.
Georgia!
Yes, Georgia. The
Georgia
South.
Georgia peaches.
The South. And
the country.
I'm waiting for the video here to load up. I'm not going to play the video, but I am going to play the audio. But here's the headline. Georgia man calls 911 over missing McDonald's burger.
Are you kidding?
Let that soak in. Just let it soak in.
Like, I'm just picturing that in my head. Some old fat guy with no teeth, overalls, with, like, an engineer hat on his head, like, calling 911 in his recliner with his fat hanging out and a Budweiser in his hand. Hat? I don't know, because that's what my imagination went to.
With his Big Mac.
He could be.
You know, we need a new hashtag. Hashtag DAOTW, Dumbass of the Week.
Yes.
I might see it on Twitter, too, if you start doing that. So hashtag,
I'll do it right now.
Hashtag DAOTW. Let's see if we can get that trending. I doubt we will, but damn, that would be freaking great. But here's the deal. A Georgia man was arrested and charged with violation of emergency 911 after calling 911 to report that one of the seven McDoubles, one of seven...
Seven.
He ordered at McDonald's was missing. Now let me see if I can pull this up with.
Arrested.
Here we go.
911 to complain about his McDonald's order is defending that call tonight. He says he thought his disagreement with a restaurant manager was an emergency. Police didn't think so. He talked exclusively with WAOB News 10's Josh Roden tonight. It's a story that's new at 11.
Okay, so here's what happened. Lorenzo Riggins told the news station WALB-TV that I left out the store without checking it. Okay. I think that he means I left the store without checking the bag. When he got to his truck, he was ready to leave. I looked in the bag to come to find out I had six McDoubles. Now,
like I said, he was fat.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I only see a video of him sitting down. But Lorenzo, poor Lorenzo.
What are you doing?
Why are you putting Bama in her face?
Why are you touching Bama to begin with? Go.
Children. But.
But
let's go on.
Okay. Yeah, Ben, we know 911 is for emergency calls. So what happens if you dial 911 because a restaurant got your order wrong?
I'm just going to hit play.
Well, that landed one man in jail.
Lorenzo Riggins was hungry when he walked into the East Albany McDonald's last night.
I went in to order seven McDoubles and one chicken and one fry.
But
you heard that, right?
One fry. Like, just one fry?
Seven McDoubles, one chicken, one fry.
But he didn't say what size.
It's not Charles Ramsay, is it?
No. Although, probably could pass off. Let's go on.
After he walked outside, he says he noticed that wasn't what he got.
I left at the store without checking it. But when I got to my truck and I got ready to leave, I looked in the bag and come to find out I didn't have but six McDoubles.
The world has come to an end.
Now, for those that want to check this out, I just posted a picture of Lorenzo in the chat room. RKO Boston said he could have been skinny and hungry. Yeah, good. Maybe he could have been. Yeah. And then, of course, he just saw the picture and went, never mind. So let's go on.
Reagan says he took the bag inside and talked to an employee hoping to get his other hamburger. But things didn't turn out so well.
She was like trying to get an attitude with me. Like, man, I said, I'm going to call the police.
And that's
police.
I'm going to call the police.
Going to call the police. The police. Ain't nobody got time for that.
What he did.
I'm up here at McDonald's up here. And I ordered seven burgers. And I went to my vehicle, right? And I came back telling that they took a burger from me.
But that call sent him to jail. When a police officer arrived at the restaurant, Riggins was arrested and charged with violation of emergency 911 telephone.
I called the police and thinking that, you know, everything was all cool, you know, about me calling the police. You know, I ain't know I was misusing 911. No, I ain't never thought that.
Obviously, because you're extremely well educated.
How can you not know that you're misusing 911?
Yeah. Like, that is straight up stupidity. Like, what goes through your head when you're like, oh, they're not giving me I have one less burger than I ordered. Why wouldn't you just go back to McDonald's? Like, what goes through your head when you're like, I have to call 911?
Well, he did go back in, but the lady in McDonald's threatened to call the police on him. That's what he said.
I just really hope he hasn't reproduced. And doesn't, for that matter. Although it does look good in that bright yellow pimp suit.
You know, he looks like, what's his name? The co-host on that game show where they dress up.
I match the double arches.
Yay, they're yellow. I mean, hell, the guy's suit's matching those freaking arches, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Ma, I'm a Big Mac.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm a Mac double. Just six, though.
RKO Boston, oh my god, he looks like the effing Wendy's guy. Let's go on here.
Isn't the Wendy's guy white?
Yeah, well, he was. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
So when they're dead, they turn black.
Let's go on now.
Riggins spent the night in jail and bonded out today. He's upset because he says he never got a chance to explain his side of things to police.
First of all,
what is there to explain?
You don't get to explain your side of things. You misused 911. Those damn minions. You misused 911. I mean, how stupid can you be?
Yeah.
Really? Let's go on.
Well, Justin, I want to be treated like a person with respect, and like anybody else would be respected. But I didn't ever know that was misusing 911.
Riggins also has
how
a message.
How do you not know?
How do you not know that? I don't care who you are. A 7-year-old knows that you only call 911 in emergency situations only.
I didn't finish my education there.
Oh my god, you sound like him. That was creepy.
And I was a boy.
That was creepy.
Oh, man, it just went backwards on me. Freaking hell, now I gotta load it all up again. Bastards.
Yeah, frickin' frack.
Oh, cool, you know about me calling the police. You know, I ain't know I was misusing 911. No, I was, you know, I ain't never thought that.
Riggins spent the night in jail and bonded out today. He's upset because he says he never got a chance to explain his side of things to police.
I want to be treated like a person with respect and like anybody else would be respected. But I didn't ever know that I was misusing 911.
Riggins also has a message for you.
I would like to say, check your food before you leave. Always be careful when you go buy food anywhere you go.
And I have to repeat a tweet. I don't know who said it, but it said McDonald's should have three windows. One where they collect the money, one where you pick up the food, and the third where you return the shit they fucked up.
I kind of have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
What?
This is ridiculous.
What?
I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Wait.
I got nothing.
Like, what is he thinking? Oh, let me just call 911 because they messed up. Like, how is that? How does he not process that action is bad?
I didn't know it was a misuse of 911. I was just missing a McDouble.
You sound just like him.
Well, sweetheart, I am black from the West below.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it. I don't get how you don't know that you're misusing 911.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And his message to everybody? Check your food?
Like, that's the message behind this whole thing? Not, hey, listen, now I know that I called 911 and made a mistake, but
are you freaking kidding me?
Yes.
So
check your food!
Ta-da!
Really? Your food? Of all the things, check your damn food? How about, don't call 911 if you're missing a goddamn burger!
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, they forgot to put ketchup on it! 911, what's your emergency? They didn't give me ketchup!
Well, they didn't.
Ugh. People are ignorant.
They're ignorant. Let's go on.
Yeah.
And if there's a problem, don't call 911.
Now, Lorenzo says he still plans to eat at McDonald's despite this incident, Ben.
Why did that guy's voice sound really weird?
Because that was the news anchor.
Not my McDouble.
Let's go on.
Yeah.
There's more.
We did reach out to them at McDonald's on East Oglethorpe tonight to get their side of the story, but they refused to talk to us.
Well, no shit.
Don't call 911.
No shit.
Seriously, you want to talk about that?
Why not? Hey, why'd you...
Yeah, this dude was an idiot.
Did you give this guy his burger? Maybe you should. Lifetime supply. Why not? Really?
Lifetime movie.
Dude, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be awesome. I would watch that one.
I would not be surprised if Lifetime does any type of movie like that. Because I guarantee you, the girls that were kidnapped for 10 years, there's a Lifetime movie coming out. I guarantee
you. Oh, yeah. They have a book. They have books coming out, movies coming out, shows coming out.
Enough!
I'm a double.
All right, let's get
chicken on my fry.
There's only 30 seconds left. Let's go on here.
Easy to make light of this story, but emergency officials say it's no joke. They believe Lorenzo Riggins should have been arrested because his call wasn't an emergency. They say calls like that can take dispatchers away from true emergencies.
Oh, it's really not funny. It is not.
First of all, yes, it is funny. It is funny. It's funny that he freaking called 911 for missing freaking McDouble. Stop eating the fat, greasy food and start working out and walking.
It's a Mac double, not a McDouble, Mac double.
Sorry. I stand corrected.
Gotta get your Mac on.
No, your fast food roll.
I'm sorry. I don't eat a lot of fast food. I'm sorry.
Get right with the Mac double. Praise be to beef.
Let's finish up here.
You continue. The person who was waiting to get a call in to call for an ambulance because of a car wreck is having to wait. Possibly.
The charge against Riggins was a misdemeanor. This morning, a municipal court judge dismissed the case, ruling Riggins' night in jail was punishment enough for the call.
Oh, well, it was good. It was good. It ended on a happy note. It did. It ended on a happy note. But seriously, oh, people piss me off.
Yeah.
These are the people that are in our country.
And they're respawning.
Respawning?
Yeah.
Respawning?
Was this Black Ops?
Yeah.
RKO Boston is Obama going to talk about over... Is he going to talk to Obama over this injustice? That's a good question. I don't know, and I hope not. But you never know. Oh. You never know, because he could come out and say, that could have been me. That could have been me.
And then he said, no story. I ran into a dude at Wendy's who flipped out over 4 nuggets instead of 5.
Honestly, it is amazing what people bitch and complain about when it comes to a fast food restaurant. I paid this much for this many chicken nuggets. I better get it.
Yeah.
Leroy, you are just stupid as hell.
Exactly. Frickin' idiots. That's the dumbass of the week for this week.
Yay!
Frickin' moron.
Monster, you just stepped on the thing.
What?
Monster, she stepped on the cord and it pulled my headphones.
Oh, that's a button. Thank you. Monster, you stepped on that thing. Excellent.
And it pulled my headphones.
And it pulled my headphones.
Oh, yeah, I get the pause in between.
Sorry. My bad. So, yeah, that's our dumbass for this week. If you have a dumbass, by all means, send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Yes. It was wonderful.
I tweeted the dumbass of the week.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And you put the new hashtag. That is wonderful.
I said, yeah, I did.
I don't think that'll ever fly, but hey, you never know. You never know. Just saying. It's possible.
It can happen.
It can. One day.
It can happen.
It can happen one day. One day. All right. I need to mark this down. The man calls 911 for burger.
Yeah.
This is all for our highlights for later, and you can always download the show at morelikeradio.com/downloads, and of course, the new feed, morelikeradio.org. That's right, morelikeradio.org, the new subscription feed. If you want to subscribe to us, I highly recommend it. You can listen to shows like Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce, Our Show, Brain Stew, Ham Radio, Lust and Love, Daytime Divas, Alcohol by Volume, Antisocial Gamer Radio, The Red, Leet Speakers, Markout Radio, I don't know, did I get Man Cave?
Man Cave, yeah.
Did I get everybody? I don't know if I got I think everybody.
So.
I don't know if I got everybody.
RKO Boston said, gotta run, guys, out of beer. Hashtag good show, go Red Sox. Peace. Hashtag dumbass of the week. Get it going.
Awesome. Unsigned Hype, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, OSW Review, Fifth Circle, Papa's Basement.
What's Papa's Basement?
Shame on you for not... shame on you. You're on this station. Shame on you. Shame on you.
It's hard for me to keep up with all the shows.
360 on 420. He's like, his show is from 3 to 4 on Saturday, so check it out. Check it out. Download it. Listen to it. Enjoy the good quality programming that we have here on More Like Radio. You can also do whatever. I am so discombobulated because I am too. I really want
to
know.
I'm watching the race, flipping around to the Red Sox game.
It's all right. Speaking of cars, I got a really good article here. You're gonna like this. An intoxicated.
How much are you drinking?
Wow, I'm drinking iced tea. And it's not even spiked.
Said the liar.
It's blurry.
It's just wrong. Oh man. Stupid. I can't talk.
stupid commercial.
I need to, like, hit myself with a board or something.
Why? I have an article to read in a second, too.
Well, that's fantastic.
As soon as this commercial's over.
Okay, well, we'll go over my article first.
Okay.
And then you can read your article. How about that?
Perfect.
Excellent. Excellent. Because police say an intoxicated man was found sleeping on a car.
What?
Yes, that's right. This is our stupid news segment. Police in Florida said they were called to a neighborhood on a report of a man sleeping on top of another car. Only it was somebody else's. Fort Pierce police said the car's owner called them around 1:25 a.m. on July 15th to report an intoxicated man was sleeping on top of the car and kept going back to sleep each time the owner asked him to leave. The police said the sleeping man identified himself as Carlos Gonzalez, and he stated that he lives down the road but couldn't explain why he was sleeping on the other man's vehicle.
What?
The man led police to a nearby home where a person in the house identified him as Pedro Garcia, not Carlos Gonzalez. The man admitted Pedro Garcia was his real name, and he was arrested on charges including trespassing and resisting an officer. Interesting, to say the least, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Makes you wonder how much he had to drink.
Yeah. More than just two.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Positive?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I don't know. It's possible, but I don't know. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten so drunk that you fell asleep somewhere? Be honest.
Yeah, on like a friend's couch.
No. Friend's couch is one. That doesn't count. I mean, somewhere where you woke up like, why am I here?
Yeah. With my best friend Katie, we went to a party years ago, and we woke up in the front lawn with just beer cans and people passed out on benches and tables.
But it was a party.
Yeah.
But you were at the party.
Yeah.
You just felt.
But that's the only time that's happened where I've woken up and I was like, oh crap, where am I?
Okay. But you were still at the party. But yeah, obviously you were drinking so much that.
Yeah.
You just.
But I've never woken up in like a park bench in the middle of, you know, some city. I have no idea where I am.
Okay.
Tijuana.
What?
Tijuana.
Tijuana. What about you, Greg? Have you ever done that?
Nope.
No?
I refuse.
All right, makes sense. You'll
self get that drunk.
Makes sense. I can see that. I've never done it. If anybody else has, come on, call in. Use Twitter. Do whatever. We love interacting with everybody. Excuse me.
That was a good one. Monster.
Wow.
Hello.
I burp and I make the dog bark.
Yeah.
What the hell?
The dog's funny. Sound bite.
Yeah, right? Burp. Yep. No.
She's about as innocent as my ass is not hairy.
Right. Well, Danielle, what's your article? What do you got?
All right. I have an article that actually Greg found this morning.
Oh, very nice.
It says, yeah, and it's from, you know, good old Bristol, Connecticut.
Ah, yes.
Yes. It has to do with Aaron Hernandez's uncle. I guess he was killed in a moped crash.
Really?
Yes. Officers were called to the intersection of Central Street and Church Avenue around 1 a.m. where they found a man who was later identified as 49-year-old Robert Valentine of Bristol suffering from life-threatening head injury. Valentine was pronounced dead at the scene. And during their investigation... Monster! You are being rude! Shh! During their investigation, police determined that Valentine struck a curb while operating a moped and was thrown from the vehicle into a private driveway where he struck another curb. According to police, Valentine was not wearing a helmet.
Dumb shit.
Yeah. So Hernandez is accused, and then they go on with the story, which I'm not going to read, but all, you know, everything that he's accused with and blah, 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 blah. So Lifestar medical helicopter was called to the scene of Saturday's crash, but was not needed because Valentine died at the scene.
Oof. Ooh. That's rough.
Yeah.
So let's see. It was Central Street, you said?
Central Street and Church Ave. I know where that is. My cousin Jen lives right over there.
And Church Ave. Wow, he's...
I'm pretty sure that's right, probably a couple minutes right behind you.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's like right up that hill. When you go out, you keep going up. It's right in that area.
No. You're thinking near me, like closer to me. It's where I live, anyway. If you're taking 72, the new extension, to go to 84, you make a left onto Central Street. That's actually right by where Christy and I are getting married. It is, if what you're saying is true, okay? And judging from the article, the place we're getting married is right by Broad Street and Central Street. And Church Ave and Central Street, you've got the fire department. You got a couple of, you got like a little gas station and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's right. Crazy. Right near the railroad tracks.
Yep.
And for those of you that don't know, I'm sorry, but it's really hard to show a Google map on anything.
But there's
really
a lot of traffic over there. So
yeah. Wow.
But that's just crazy with everything going on with him, and then this happens.
That's got to be a very big damper on things for them.
Yeah. Especially, like you even said that Bristol's, I mean, that's where you live. That's where Greg and I are from. But you said there's a lot of police activity there, like tons of them, more than you've ever seen.
There has been more police activity here in Bristol than I have ever seen in my 6 years living here. Yeah. You know, I mean, I live right by the hospital, so obviously there's going to be a heavy police and ambulance presence anyway.
Yeah.
I'm, no joke, right down the hill from the hospital. I mean, you know, you've been here.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that I'm actually surprised we haven't heard any sirens or anything today is amazing. But not far down, closer to ESPN, is where they're doing the search in the lake for a possible murder weapon, and there are just cops everywhere now.
Oh, that sucks.
Now, I don't know if I should feel protected or not, but my God, I'm amazed at the amount of police presence that's out here. You know, 'cause you got the state police, you got the Bristol police, you got the Massachusetts police, which
the
granted,
FBI.
FBI is out here, you know, because it's such a high profile case that more and more police presence is just everywhere.
Yeah.
The good thing, if there is an accident, it gets cleaned up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Not going to lie.
It just sucks because that's like right outside of Bleachers.
Well, that's the thing. Well, Bleachers is down the road right across from the executive offices of ESPN. Not the actual studio itself. But the lake is
right there,
in more of a residential community than anything else. And I'm pretty sure, I think they're on like day 5 or 6 of searching that lake. Because the first they had to clean it all out.
Yeah.
That lake is going to be pristine.
And it was disgusting.
Pristine.
Like, I remember seeing pictures of it on the news, you know, the WFSB news channel. It was so murky and gross.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You're like, ew. But that's a natural lake, I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that big.
No, it's not.
It's not that big. And according to a report that I just found right here, Aaron Hernandez put 2 guns in a box in his basement, which is a whole new development that was just released a couple of days ago. So that's what they're looking for. They're looking for those guns. Where are they? No idea. no idea.
I don't know. But then they said that they were going to, they're like, because, I mean, it's not a small lake, but mm-hmm. it's a good size.
Well, yeah.
And they were like, well, Aaron Hernandez, you know, he threw this box that had the knives in it. So they're trying to go as, you know, as far out as they possibly can. I'm like, you just got to search the whole thing.
Yep. I'm trying to see if I can find an actual picture of the lake, but it's not coming up the right way. I don't know why it should, but whatever. God, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's amazing. That type of thing. Such a high profile crime.
Yeah.
And now nobody wants anything to do with the guy.
Nope.
Now, did you know him or no?
Well, I don't remember if he was a freshman when I was a senior, but I was, obviously I did cheerleading for Eastern. He went to Central, mm-hmm. but I can't remember if it was after high school that his name got really big around town. And, you know, I went to a couple of the Thanksgiving Day games when Eastern played Central and, you know, even after I graduated, but no, I never like knew him personally.
Do you know anybody who did?
I'm pretty sure one of my sisters probably knew him or, you know, somebody he hangs out with. I mean, it's Bristol. It's a big city, but
everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everything about everybody, and it is such a trap.
Should I be worried when I become a film director?
Yeah. There's already a movie out about Bristol. It's called Bristol Boys, and Smalls from The Sandlot is actually one of the main characters in it.
Bristol Boys, huh?
Yeah, it's called Bristol Boys. It came out, I want to say like 7 years ago.
Yeah, 2006. Look at that.
Yeah. And it's called, yeah, Bristol Boys. And if you watch the movie, the whole thing is filmed in Bristol. Like, you see Memorial Boulevard, Farmington Avenue, you know, Roots, King Street, all the way down.
True story about the rise and fall of a group of suburban marijuana dealers from Bristol, Connecticut, who were arrested by the state police and DEA in 2001.
Yeah, it's a true story. It actually shows real footage of the arrest when DEA came into Bristol and just tore the whole city apart.
I want to see this.
Yeah.
I want to see if it's on Netflix. Maybe it is.
Maybe.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here and end the show. So, Danielle, go for it.
You can find us on Facebook at D. Greg Matulis. You can find me on Twitter at Doobie Scoops. Greg is at Texas Not Cool. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week.
That's right. You can also follow JT Hollis. I know he's taking a leave of absence right now, but you can still follow him. Go to at JT Hollis on Twitter. You can also go to his fan page on Facebook. You can also follow Adam. That's right. Adam's not here because he's got military duties that he needs to do. Uh-huh. I said duty.
Anyway, duty.
You can follow him on Twitter at PatriotPride80. That's right. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Hopefully JT will, too. He's got some training that he's got to do for his current working job. That's right. He's a 9-to-5 man now. Gotta love it. But he'll be around. Don't worry. You can also follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow or just at TheSullyShow. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. You can also follow More Like Radio on Facebook. Go to morelikeradio.com. Download our shows. Enjoy. You can also follow them on Twitter at More Like Radio. And as always, we're here live every Sunday from noon to 2. So check us out. Download the show if you missed it. Video will be up on YouTube within the next week or so, give or take. Depends on when I get around to it. And as always, have some fun. Mark Out Radio's up right after us. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Here you guys, I'm getting in.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys. I'm going to watch NASCAR and the Red Sox.